listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Michelle, and you are officially on my couch, where we talk about just about everything that may be going on in your life. If you'd like to ask me questions or get advice, comment on what some of the other listeners have said, comment on some of my guests, and all that good stuff. You can find me, by the way, on my website at drmichelletherapy.com. That's drmichelletherapy.com. Also, if you'd like to be on the show, in other words, if you'd like to contact me and, you know, ask questions, you have some problems or things going on, you can do that here, docmichelle, with two L's, at AOL.com, docmichelle@AOL.com. And that's what I'm going to be doing today. This is our free-for-all Friday, where I try to answer a lot of your questions that you've asked me about many relationship issues. Other things, we have issues like self-esteem and jealousy and, should I ask her out and things like that. So feel free to do so, and I will be responding to your emails today. I've already contacted you via email and told you that I will be working on probably your question today. So again, you can find me at docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com. Also, if you'd like to call in, that's cool. I will take live calls today as well. And that number is area code 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815 here in beautiful Los Angeles, California. It is beautiful today, I'm telling you. All right, we're going to get started here with an email. As I mentioned earlier, these subjects are all over the board here, all over the map. But we have one with jealousy. So let's rock with that. Dear Doc, I've been living with Greg for 2 years in Los Angeles, but he has this woman friend of about 6 years who he used to work with from New Jersey, who I have known and met. All right. I've always been jealous of their relationship because she is hot. Whenever she comes to California, my boyfriend meets up with her for dinner and doesn't invite me because he says that some of the old work friends all get together. We recently all went to a party which was thrown by an old coworker, and of course this included his lady friend. At the party, I found out from one of his old coworkers that they'd hooked up 6 years ago, but that they were just drunk. I've always been suspicious of their relationship, but now when I confronted my boyfriend, he admitted to me that they were wasted after this party 6 years ago, and they did have sex, but only once. Why didn't my boyfriend ever tell me this? Now I'm suspicious and even more jealous. So what should I do? My boyfriend keeps telling me that they are friends and I should get over it. Thanks. Maureen. Okay. Here's the thing, Maureen. If unchecked, jealousy can take over your relationship, right? You get to the point where you're paranoid because you can't trust him anymore. So you have to know... You know, you start monitoring him, where he is, what he's doing, you know, who's he with. So if you're having a problem with jealousy, you want to learn to control it. There are some steps to follow. By the way, realize that you are the one making yourself jealous. It's not something that someone gives you. It comes about because of your own feelings. So, you know, you need to cope with it, to figure out why you're jealous, Marine. You know, a lot of people are jealous because of low self-esteem. They have a low opinion of themselves, and they think that someone they're going to love usually will leave them for someone better. To the extreme, the fears that somebody might take away their attention. You know, and that's pretty narcissistic, but I don't know if you're there or not. And another reason for a person being jealous is maybe they were cheated on in the past. I don't know if you were cheated on in the past or what was going on with you, if you're a little paranoid. It's a little bit easier to understand. But if you were hurt once, then it's only natural that you wouldn't want to be hurt again. And finally, you might have a really good reason to be jealous. The thing that bothers me is that your boyfriend is not including you in the get-togethers with this lady friend. Right? And he might have cheated on you. I don't know. You said you guys have been together for 6 years. And no, you guys even haven't been together that long. Okay, and he cheated on... He didn't even cheat. He had sex with this girl. So you didn't even know him. I see. I get it. You didn't even know him when he had sex with this other girl. But now he hangs out with her as a friend. That's a little tough. What bothers me is that he is taking her out to lunch or dinner. And he tells you that it's just, you know, the old work friends getting together, so he doesn't include you. That bothers me. Because he needs to ask you to come, especially if you've expressed that you're feeling unsettled about their relationship. He needs to show you that there's no issue and you shouldn't worry about it. So if he has nothing to hide, he should gladly include you. That's my feeling, and I hope he's listening. You know, for you, being jealous and paranoid all the time is unhealthy. You know, it's not good for you. It can wear you down. So, who knows? Who knows? It sounds like you may have good reason to be a little suspicious. I don't know about jealous, but suspicious. So, you know, ask him to take you. Tell him that it's really creeping you out. It hurts your feelings, makes you feel bad when you are left alone and he's out with this good friend who he hooked up with 6 years ago. But they were just drunk. You know, so you got to learn to trust him. And I would ask him really kindly, what is he afraid of by inviting you? And then if he continues to make excuses, it's just all work buddies. We're all good work friends. Then you might really think twice about it. If you have a lot of turmoil going on about jealousy within you, and this rips your heart out every time she comes into town and you just can't feel like you're trusting him, then you may need to move on. All right. There you go. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and you are officially on the couch as you always are at this time here. And you are on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. You want to call me? That's cool. Go for it. The number here is 323-203-0815. What I'm doing today actually is Free for All Friday. I'm answering a lot of listeners' questions. You guys emailed me at docmichelle@AOL.com, docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com, and I'm answering your questions. So let's keep going. Okay, this is a good one. Okay. I'm a married man dating a younger girl. How do I handle the devastating aftermath of this affair? I'm typing this from my girlfriend's email. I need some advice or some answers. I'm a 47-year-old man who is in love with a 22-year-old woman. But I knew the but was coming. I'm married. There have been problems in the marriage, but the affair brought all the problems out. Oh. Okay. My wife hired private investigators to watch me. She cut my credit cards off 2 times. I'm chuckling. It's not very polite of me to do that. She's taken my money. She checked out my cell messages and my computer to see who I was talking to. She put recorders in my truck. She changed the locks on the house, threw my clothes out into the street. When she did that, I had to get an apartment. Help! Thanks, Craig. Oh, you're complaining about this? Why didn't you get divorced before you decided to cheat on your wife? It was, you know, going to be such a horrible thing. You brought this upon yourself, man. If you think you're in love with a woman who is 25 years younger than you and this relationship will last, good luck. Good luck on that one. When you're 60, she's going to be 45. Mm-hmm. I think you need to talk to a lawyer. I am not a lawyer. I do not know these things. Someone will tell you what your rights are. Now, whether you are having an affair on your wife or not, depends on where you live, what state you are in, you may have some rights. Okay? Get a therapist to help work through your deception issues. You know? It takes two to make a relationship and to destroy a relationship. Maybe your wife was really difficult to live with, but you made a decision to lie to her and live a secret double life. You decided to fool around on her. So you need to take responsibility for your actions. You need to get some income. Man, was she cutting your credit cards off? Don't you have any credit cards of your own? You know, this is why a lot of times guys have secret savings accounts. If you're going to have a secret affair, you better have a secret savings account. Because you just might get cut off in more ways than one. So take some responsibility for your actions. Get some income so you can support yourself. Maybe you won't have to pay too much alimony. I'm sorry. It's just the way I feel. You got to take responsibility for this. You don't sound like you're taking any responsibility for this. Like, the marriage just forced you into having an affair because it was so bad. Please. If you tried to work on your marriage, fine. You get out of the marriage, then you move on. You don't pull the deception thing. Okay, let's move on here on our Free For All Friday, where listeners have emailed me at docmichelle@AOL.com. There's two L's, by the way, in that. DocMichelle@AOL.com. So, hi Doc. I'm 41 years old, never married, great career, and for the most part, happy with life. That being said, I'm very lonely, and midlife crisis is hitting me pretty hard lately. The last two women I dated had everything a person could want. They were close to my age, kind, smart, funny, educated, very attractive. And they both wanted to take the relationship to the next level of living together and possibly marriage. But I just wasn't in love with them. I have always compared every girl I've dated to my first love, which I dated 17 years ago for a year, and have not seen her since we broke up. Wait, how old are you now? 41? I Googled my old girlfriend recently and found she belonged to a networking website. Not a dating site, he says in parentheses here. Okay, that'll give you a clue. That I happen to be a member. I tried to contact her through this site. She tell you that she doesn't want to see you. She doesn't want you in her life. You know, if people don't answer their phone when you call or don't accept your invitations to dinner, they're telling you they don't want you around. They're busy. You know, it's like the same when they don't take 2 seconds to accept you as a friend on a social media website. See? Maybe she's happily married. She isn't comfortable renewing a friendship with an old boyfriend. You know? Unlike my first listener who emailed me, you know, her boyfriend sees this old girlfriend or old coworker alone after 6 years. But, you know, this person, maybe she's moved on. So you might take her silence as a chance for closure. Besides, let me just tell you this. The woman that you knew does not exist anymore. She was 17. You're, what, 41? You guys were going to school together. You've changed a lot in the past 17 years. You know? Now, you probably don't have a lot of cares and responsibilities. You say you're a bachelor. You know, you're not one of those married with three kids. And you're still probably a lot different from the carefree college kid you were when you were 23 or 24. Whatever. And you say you're having a midlife crisis. See, the stress of living 41 years and the baggage of 20 years of failed relationships might weigh a little heavier than they did back in the day. The memories you have of your relationship are probably, it was a different time. It was carefree. We're in college. We're in love. You know, it sounds like you guys were just getting out of high school into college. And, most of us have one of those relationships in our life. Those memories will always be something to cherish. We always go back to, remember the good old days when I had the girlfriend in high school or the boyfriend in high school. And that's great. Those are important to have. You know, it's great to have those feelings. It's our first love sometimes. You know, but the women you are dating these days who are your age, you've been comparing them to a girl that doesn't exist anymore. That's a big part of having a midlife crisis. You're transitioning to a time when you're no longer a kid. You know, you're more a part the older generation. I don't mean to hurt your feelings or anything. But, you know, that's one reason a lot of 40-something men end up dating 20-year-olds. You know, makes them feel better. They feel younger and all that. I get that. But, you know, if you want somebody who you can talk with and, you know, have companionship with, it's important. It helps a lot of guys like you feel young again, capturing some of the magic that they felt when they were young with the old girlfriend. But I'd like to know why you think you're settling from one of these, as you describe them. Kind, smart, funny, educated, very attractive women your age. Why are you so afraid of commitment? I think you need to explore why you feel that you aren't worthy of keeping up with these kinds of women. Really? Are you fearful that you're not going to be able to keep up, you know, with their funny, educated, attractive, smart ways? Are you a little intimidated by them? And if you are, you need to get a little help, you know, with your self-esteem. You can't always be that 20-year-old guy, unless you like. But, you know, you probably have a lot of cohorts and friends who have lives. You know, they've moved on, they're married, they have kids or whatever. Maybe not, but they're into their generation interests. I mean, it's great to have young girlfriends and all that, show them off, trophy wives, women, whatever. And that, if that's what you want, that's lovely. Go for it. But are you settling for these other women? You say they have all these wonderful attributes. I don't know what to tell you, except you need to get some help about why you are so intimidated by these other women and why you have to defocus by always going back to, but it was so wonderful when I was 17. We all have those memories, but you don't have to go back there and try to live that again because it's no longer there. It's gone. She's gone. And obviously, she doesn't want to acknowledge your requests. So move on. All right. Here we go. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and we are doing a free-for-all Friday here on LA Talk Radio. You are on the couch with me, as you always are at this time on Fridays. And what I'm doing is I am answering listeners' questions. Now, they're really good ones today, and I really appreciate you writing in. And you did so at docmichelle@AOL.com. That's docmichelle@AOL.com. I really appreciate it. It's nice to hear from you. I hope that I can help you. And, this is just advice, suggestions. We don't have a therapeutic relationship. I'm just trying to, you know, give you some ideas. You know, suggestions. Things like that. All righty. Here we go. This is a little juicy. I like this one. A little awkward. My name is Jason, and I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years. Although I would call her my best friend, I also have another best friend, Andy.
Okay.
Now, I love my girlfriend, but I also love my best friend, too. He knows virtually everything about me. All right. Things I would never tell anyone. Here's my dilemma. A few months ago, Andy and I were drinking, and this is Jason, by the way, so this is a guy. Andy, my best friend, and I were drinking, and suddenly one thing led to another, and we had a sexual experience. Afterwards, Andy admitted to me that he is bisexual. You think? Now, he never asked me to break up with Nancy, and says he gets enough pleasure from knowing that I can make my best friend feel that good. We've had 3 other encounters. Each time I was confused and torn because I'm sort of unsure about my sexuality. and I feel like I'm cheating on my girlfriend. Shortly after the last encounter with Andy, I got high, and I told Nancy exactly what happened. I told her I was drunk and didn't know what I was doing with him. She was incredibly understanding and says that she loves me and would like to help me deal with my sexuality issues. I've decided to only be with her from now on. The problem is that my best friend Andy still wants me to stimulate him sexually without penetration. I told Andy that we could not be intimate at all anymore. He says he's devastated. I feel like I've led him on and done something terrible. I don't know how to fix this. He's very sensitive and emotional. I feel like I've hurt my best friend just to spare myself from being a cheating bastard. I don't know what to do. Help if you can. Well, Jason, whatever the gender is and sexual preference you are, you cheated on your girlfriend, okay, with your best friend. So either lose her and continue your relationship with your best guy friend, or tell your guy friend that you're sorry you hurt him and confused, but you know, but you're going to stay committed to Nancy. You know, whether you're bisexual or straight or if you really are gay, cheating's cheating. So if Andy is your best friend, best friends usually forgive us and they find someone else to have a relationship with or sexual relationship with. It doesn't matter what your gender is, what your sexual orientation is. Doesn't matter. You're cheating. You cheated on your girlfriend. You know, part two. I hope you're working out, you know, your issues. If you're bisexual, that's fine. If it's okay with Nancy, that's fine. But she sounds like she wants a committed relationship. So stay in a committed relationship with one person from now on. If you want to be with guys, too, break up with her. That's all there is to it. Go out and date a lot of people. Do whatever you want to do with whoever you want to do it. Your girlfriend's very understanding. She sounds like she really loves you and cares for you and wants to continue this relationship. So, if your friend Andy doesn't like it and you no longer want to have intimacy with him, it's going to be awkward for you. But you got to make a decision. Who you want to be with. That's all. That's it. All right, this is Dr. Michelle with you, and you are on the couch with me, as you always are this time, on LA Talk Radio. And I always ask you to call in at 323-203-0815. We do have a caller. Let's check it out. Yep. Good morning. Hi, it's Dr. Michelle. Who's this?
Hello. Listen, Dr. Michelle?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh. Good, good. Hi, this is Richard.
Well, hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Dr. Michelle?
Good. It's great to hear from you again.
Oh, it's nice to hear from you.
Richard,
it's very, very nice.
Richard's one of my regular listeners and always adds a lot of information and color to the show. So I always welcome you to call in, Richard.
Well, that's very sweet of you. That's very, very sweet.
Yeah. What's
but,
on your mind today?
Listen, have you heard the latest about Lindsay Lohan?
Well, yeah. I understand this morning that she's going to have to go back to jail. She's going to have to serve some time this time. I think she's going to have a hearing in October or something like that to decide how long she's going to have to go back. Right?
Well, I think celebrities should be held to a different standard.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on these people.
Mm.
And the fact that, you know, she's in that world, and they do drugs, and they do alcohol, and they do these things. And the fact that she's a young girl, she is, you know, she has influences, and I just think it's absolutely terrible that they're putting her in jail.
Why?
I don't think they should.
She's broken. She tested positive again, and she avoided coming in for all of her court appearances until she finally had to come before a judge who sentenced her to jail, and then she went in for a couple of days or something, which was kind of ridiculous, and then she got out again. And, of course, she She tested positive. What'd she test positive for? Adderall or something this time? A stimulant?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care. All I care about, she's a wonderful young lady. She's a wonderful actress. And I just think that they're just abusing her.
No, I think she's
abusing
herself.
They really are.
No,
I think, listen, this is L.A. This is Hollywood.
That's
and
right.
Hollywood should be held to a different standard. Who are we going to – look at it this way.
Okay.
Who are we going to get entertainment from?
People,
listen, I can't stand politics.
Well, look, this
they
is
just,
entertaining.
They lie. Right. I don't like politics. So what I do is I watch movies and I listen to music. And I think that these people are they're angels, and they should be treated that way.
Okay. Don't you think that she needs to set a standard for society? Don't you think that the young women who are her age level or even younger, you know, who are struggling with, you know, their identity issues and want to get into drugs or think it's okay to do that because Lindsay does it and then Lindsay gets out, you know, without
listen,
having
those,
to pay
those
any penalties.
Young ladies aren't wonderful actresses.
Well,
they're not entertainers. They're there to entertain us. Yeah. They're there to create this ambiance of beauty and fashion, and I just think it's just terrible.
Well,
I think they should just excuse her, let her do what she wants to do, enjoy life, and so we can enjoy watching her do her thing.
Well, this is entertainment.
I'm absolutely serious.
I know
serious,
you are.
Dr.
This
Michelle.
Is the problem.
I think that we're just way too hard on these people.
Okay, well, you know what? This is entertainment. Watching her go, you know, in and out of courtrooms and getting busted again. It is kind of entertaining, actually, because it's almost like a joke. They need to hold her to the standard that everybody else has. She has issues. These are cries for help. The girl is just out there. She's messed up in the head. She needs to go to rehab again. Didn't work the first time.
Oh, she's having a good time.
Oh, she needs to hit bottom so that she can have a scare in her life, and she needs to get into a real jail with some women who scare the hell out of her, and she needs to realize that she is not privileged.
Now, listen to what you just said.
Yes.
Lindsay doesn't deserve that.
Yes, she does.
She doesn't deserve to be scared.
Well,
why does she need to be scared?
She has a sense of entitlement that she doesn't have to live up to the legal standards that anybody else does because she's a star, and all of her fans like you will think she's wonderful, and then they'll excuse her, and you know, and her attorneys will really say some wonderful things. Like she does charity work, and she was trying to film a movie, and she just gets nervous and anxious. Well, excuse me, there's people out there who don't even have jobs who abstain from taking drugs, and they would love to be in her shoes in terms of the opportunities and the looks that she has, but she's just throwing it away and abusing it. Her parents are both screwed up. Her mother's enabled her, and her father's
what are you talking
head
about?
Case.
Her parents are wonderful. I'll tell you something, Dr. Michelle. I bet you there's a lot of kids out there that would just love to have parents like that.
Oh, I know they would, because they'd let them just do whatever they wanted to do, but they'd end up probably in jail because they weren't celebrities or on the streets or whatever in rehab. You know, so it's
I just think that she's wonderful.
Good.
I think they're abusing her.
Yes.
I think that they should just, you know, just lose the file. Just lose the file and wipe the slate clean and just start anew.
Well, I love
every
talking
day,
to you.
Remember, Dr. Michelle, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
That's right.
And the thing is they should just give her a chance.
Well, she's already had five chances.
The past is the past. As Katy Perry would say, look, you can't look back. So
I just think, listen,
I'm serious.
I know you are, and that's what I'm sorry. I just
the fact that they kicked off Katy Perry off of Sesame Street, that's terrible.
Well, her boobs
that
were
is
showing.
Absolutely terrible.
You know, it's children watching. It's 3 year, 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 year old children watching this, you know, lime green, you know, low cut dress with her boobs showing. You can't do that on Sesame Street.
Listen. She's a very cute girl.
Well, of course she is.
She's a very cute girl.
She just made a wardrobe mistake. That's all. So you know, I'm all for that. For cutting
and so off. What? So they're gonna take her out of Sesame Street for that?
No, what they should do is they should do some.
No,
kind
they
of...
put that they put that cow, Michelle Obama on Sesame Street.
Oh God,
she's a cow.
Oh no, she's not. She's the president's wife, and she's appropriate.
She's a cow. She's a fashion cow.
Oh, just because she's not a star on screen or one of your, you know, favorite singers, you know, she's a cow. She is not. She's the president's wife. She's a lovely woman. She's bright. She helps out a lot of people. She's a wonderful role model for a lot of women.
Let's put it this way. She married well, okay?
She did quite well for herself going to law school. She's a very bright woman.
Oh, stop.
Richard,
listen,
it's always...
I don't want to talk about her.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about her.
It's always a pleasure.
I want to talk about Lindsay.
I'm done with Lindsay.
Lindsay, you go, girl. You go, girl.
You go,
and
girl.
I think that they should just leave her alone.
Okay. Well, Richard, you have a great day.
I got to go.
Uh-huh.
I got to go.
Great.
So it's been wonderful talking to you.
Great talking to you,
and
too.
And as always, I just love your show.
Thank you.
I just love your show.
Thank you, Richard. You're a gem. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You go,
Bye.
Girl. Oh, I just love talking to that guy. Oh, God, is he fun. Is he the funnest? All right, we're going to move on. I'm speechless after that. Every time Richard calls him, yeah, he's great because he throws me off. I mean, there's actually people who think like him, who think that Lindsay Lohan deserves a break because she's fabulous and she's a star. All right. You're on Free for All Friday with Dr. Michelle, and you can email me if you'd like. What I'm doing is I'm answering questions from listeners today at docmichelle@aol.com. That's D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And I'm answering, you know, there's certain types of questions about jealousy and cheating and what else? A guy who is going through a midlife crisis, what should he do? And things like that. So these are really good questions. And I appreciate you writing me and everyone. I've already contacted you and told you that I may be covering your question on the air today. And hopefully I'm helping you out. We don't have a therapeutic relationship, but I do try to give you some advice and things like that. So let's move on. All right. Dear Doc, is my girlfriend using pregnancy to trap me? I'm writing to you today because of a problem that recently came up again. I've been with a lady for 3 months. We are intimate with each other, but do practice safe sex. All right. We have a condom, he has in parentheses. Yeah, not always safe, but we have a lot of arguments and issues, and I'm tired of her drama. I told her that I wanted to back off on our relationship for the second time because of these arguments. She told me, at that time, that she randomly took a pregnancy test 4 days ago with a positive result. Yet, she started crying and said, "Today I had a miscarriage." Okay. She says she's going to the doctor in a few days to have it checked out, to be sure. My concern is that she had once also said that she was pregnant when another emotional episode had come up before and we thought, and I was talking about ending the relationship. After it being resolved, she happened to take the test again, and it was negative. Do you think she's making this up to trap me? Or could this just be a coincidence once again? Lance.
Okay.
Well, I can see why you're concerned. Your girlfriend was making up the story of a pregnancy to keep you around. She wouldn't be the first woman to do it. It's been done, honey. And it's hard to say what's going on in this case. Her description of possible miscarriage seems to correlate with what we know about the first-term miscarriages. You know, they can happen. Happens. But, I don't know if you trust her or not. It just seems like her pregnancies go with the moods of your relationship swings. So when you're having trouble, it's like, oh, my God, I could be pregnant. I don't know. I mean, if you want to believe her, stress can cause a woman to be late in her period, you know? Of course, the stress is from you saying you want to back off and from the fights. It's a little odd that a woman would randomly take a pregnancy test when you talked about ending the relationship. I don't know. It seems suspicious to me. So the fact you don't entirely trust your girlfriend, it kind of makes me think that she might have lied to you. You have to decide whether she can be trusted. You need to look at the cold, hard facts of your relationship. You need to decide whether you want to be tied to this person who is a drama queen for the rest of your life. I mean, you say you have these blow-ups and these horrible arguments. You say you need to back off, and then she... I think I could be pregnant. So if you have doubts about binding yourself to this woman for life, she might get pregnant. I'd suggest you get out of the relationship. You know? At this time, she said, oh, you know what? I think I had a miscarriage, so try to be understanding of her emotional state. Try to be, you know, supportive and kind and understanding. And I'm sorry you're having these physical problems. I'm sorry if you think that, nice to be with her emotionally when you're breaking up. But don't let comforting her turn into a sexual encounter. Find somebody you trust. I would get out of that relationship. She's just a drama queen. Yeah, and she is using pregnancy probably to trap you, or the concept of it. So get out of there. You don't need it. You don't need that. No, you don't. Okay. Here we go. Why does he say he's not ready for a relationship? Dear Doc, I'm 30 and he's 45. We basically live together. I'm only dating him. I guess you have your place and he has his place, but you're with each other every night. I guess that is that what that means? I'm only dating him and he says he's only dating me. But why does he say he's not ready for a relationship? Huh? Laura. Okay, let's define the term relationship. You have to define that. It's a commitment between two people to provide love and support. It fulfills emotional needs for each other. Commitment. Okay. There's a lot of love given back and forth. Two people usually have a healthy respect for one another. Does that describe your arrangement with him? Because if it does, you know, if the two of you are there to support one another, then whether he thinks so or not, that you guys are in a relationship. If you're sort of kind of living together. So what you have here is a difference in opinion, is a failure to communicate or something. Now, he might be comfortable with the arrangement as it is. Maybe he doesn't want to change it. You know, change can be unpredictable. Why mess up a good thing? You know, you're already sort of living together, so he gets all the benefits without the commitment. You see, by saying, well, I don't think we're in a relationship, he keeps all of his options open. So maybe think about this. Is he thinking that someone better may come along, but he's just having you there because he can't say the word relationship? Also, my dear, there's a 15-year age difference. Now, I see, you know, older men, younger women. I see that all the time, you know. So you've got to kind of consider that. If he's older and if he's been married before, which a lot of guys who are 45 have been married before, then he may be soured on the idea of commitment. You know, he may not want to get in a situation that could put pressure on him to get married. You know? He just may like the situation as is and not want to change. Maybe he's fooling around on you. It's easier for him to say, well, I'd rather not say a relationship because he's holding out for the better deal. You know, or he's a 45-year-old guy who's afraid of commitment and always been a bachelor. I don't know what, you know, his, you didn't say anything about his relationship histories, if he has a family or if he's been married before or whatever. But he's got some problems if he's not willing to say, we are in a relationship. You got to feel better about yourself and just kind of, you know what's going on. I think that's a good idea. All righty. We're going to move on. We got one more quickie that I have time for here on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle. Let's see here. Dear Doc, I'm 46. I've been married for 16 years. My wife and I have sex practically every day. Woo, good for you. She says she likes it, but in the very back of my mind, there's a doubt. Will I ever truly believe that women can like sex as much as men? Well, most women say they will like sex. We enjoy it in different ways than men do, because the way we view sex and enjoy sex, you know, we can go longer, usually. It doesn't mean that women don't enjoy sex. We just aren't men. There's a lot more emotion involved. With guys, it's mostly a physiological need. Comes from the biological need to propagate. Combine that with the fact that it's really pleasurable. And, you know, no wonder guys think about sex 90% of the time, according to many studies. Most women really crave and enjoy sex like men do. But, you know, emotional qualities help sometimes. You know? I wouldn't doubt your wife when she says she enjoys sex. In fact, her enjoyment of sex perfectly falls in line with, you know, what I always think. If your wife's emotionally engaged in your marriage, the two of you have a lot of fun, you share a real connection, she's enjoying it. Why are you doubting it? What's going on with you, man? Are you having self-esteem issues? What's going on? You know, I mean, enjoy it. When she says she's enjoying it, she's doing it, she's doing it. She's doing the action. Enjoy. You know? You seem to be doing things right, or she wouldn't be having sex with you almost every night. Good for you. Go for it. Don't doubt it. Enjoy it. And why are you going there? Just enjoy. That's all I have to say. Have a good time. And I'm really proud of you, because a lot of people don't have sex every night, let alone once every 2 weeks, who've been married as long as you have. So good for you. Enjoy it. And that's what I say. All right? And this is Dr. Michelle with you. We're going to have to wrap. It's about that time. I enjoy always at this time on Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time being on the couch with you. And I'll be back next week with my special guest, John Davies, super opera star singer, world class man. We're going to talk about the psychology of music and how to help yourself feel better. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for emailing me. You can find me on my website at Dr. Michelle Therapy, drmichelletherapy@aol.com. And, of course, if you have a question you'd like to write me, drmichelle@aol.com, docmichelle@aol.com. Have a great day. Nice being with you. And take good care of yourself so you can be good for others. Bye-bye.